Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm a lovely candle, glowing brightly, sparkling in the eyes of children everywhere, saying, "Children, now is time for a bedtime story, just before Mr. Sandman comes and sprinkles pixie dust all over you to put you to sleep and give you happy, beautiful dreams of the beautiful world that you live in." Well, boys and girls, I've been traveling around the world and visiting interesting people. And I was in London, England. Can you imagine London, England? And there I met a wonderful little boy. I spoke of him before. His name is Ibube. And Ibube is 3 years old. And he's just a great guy. And he came to visit the campus one time. And when he came to campus, he wanted to do everything. He was a live wire. He wanted to run and play and jump and sing and dance, and he wanted to do everything. He was a very happy, very busy boy. And his mother made sure that he had all the opportunity that he wanted to have. Now, we have had a big old television set. It was some 50 inches or better. And it was standing in the television room. And Ibube went in there one day, and he said, "What's this for?" He said, "This is a big one." And we said, "Yes, it is." And so Sylvia decided that she was going to give Ibube something that he could enjoy watching himself. And she rummaged through all of our DVDs, our CDs, and our different videos that we had, and she found one called Barney and Friends. And she thought to herself, surely Ibube would love this wonderful show. And she turned it on, and Ibube looked at it, and he wasn't too thrilled. And Sylvia sat there watching, and she was enjoying it. And she watched little by little as Ibube got to know Barney. And Ibube started to think Barney was just the most wonderful guy in the whole world. Here he was, this great big type bear people, animal thing, big as a big, big person, but a bear costume. What a beautiful guy. Purple, all beautiful purple, and Ibube thought, "Hey, I like you." And he walked over to the screen of the TV, and he petted Barney on the head. And just that moment, Barney bent down, and Ibube thought, "My goodness, he's bending down so I can pet him better." And he petted him some more. And Barney stayed that way for just a moment, as he was thinking. And as he was thinking, Ibube looked at him and said, "Yeah, I like you." And that was the beginning of a love affair between Barney and Ibube. They wanted to be together each time Ibube went into the TV room. And he listened to Barney, and he heard what Barney had to say, and he heard the wonderful things that he talked about. He heard how it's good to play nicely with other boys and girls. It's good to do wonderful things. And Barney gave good illustrations, and he gave good talk, and he had other boys and girls around him. And these other boys and girls were dancing and jumping and singing with Barney, and they were sitting with Barney, and they just worshipped Barney. They just sat there, and they looked at Barney. And, of course, Ibube, outside the TV screen, he joined the children inside the TV screen, sitting there watching Barney and listening closely to Barney. Well, every time Ibube had a change, he finished breakfast or lunch or dinner, he'd say, "I want Barney." And so Sylvia would take him into the TV room and turn on Barney for him. And then Sylvia thought, now, this is not really what we want to do, sit all day in front of a television set. So Sylvia said, okay, now, let's go outside and play Barney. And so Abel B. thought, that's a great idea. And together they went out into the yard and played Barney. And so Sylvia said, now what does Barney think of the flowers? And Abel B. said, oh, Barney thinks they're nice. Now Sylvia said, well, let's take the weeds out of the flower bed and let's water the flower bed so that they can grow nice, just the way Barney would do. And Barney had that as one demonstration in the show where he was weeding the flowers and watering them. So Abel B. and Sylvia weeded and watered the flower beds around the monastery. And they had such a wonderful time. They enjoyed each other and they enjoyed the task. And they enjoyed the sun. And they enjoyed the birds singing nearby in the trees. They enjoyed the dogs and the cats running around. They enjoyed the life that was all about them, so filled with happiness, so filled with joy. And Abel B. said, you know, I like to weed the garden. I like to water the flowers. And Sylvia said, yes, and you always have to know just enough, not too strong, just a light sprinkle so that the flowers get damp and the water soaks down maybe an inch or so, and then that's enough. Because it's not going to do good to water it and flood it, but just to give it a little every day. And so every day, Sylvia and Abel B. went out and watered the garden and checked all for weeds and looked everywhere. And then they began to expand their area. They went out on the meditation paths along the monastery. And Abel B. said, just like Barney, just like Barney. And just like Barney. They went out and they did the little chores and did the little things. And Abel B. says, I like this. Barney has two houses. He has a house there on television and he has a house here at the monastery. I like that, what Barney has. And I want to come back again and again and again. I want to come back to Barney's house and I want to come back to this other house too, because I like this here. And Sylvia and Abel B. just had such a great time together. And they played together. And they did things together. And Barney had been their teacher. Barney had been their inspiration for doing wonderful things together. Oftentimes we can have things that are good inspiration for doing things together, just like Abel B. has. And just like Sylvia has too. And they learned to do things that had to be done, but do them with all their heart. And all their soul and all their being. Well, the day came that Abel B. had to leave and go back to London. And as he was about to leave, he said, Sylvia, I like you. I like Barney. And Sylvia said, well, thank you. And just at that moment, Rex barked. Rex, the big golden retriever. He said, hey, what about me? And Abel B., who had been a little shy about dogs when he first came to the monastery, because he saw Barney playing with the animals, because he saw Sylvia playing with the dogs, Abel B. started playing with the dogs and started loving Little Love, the little miniature Pinscher, and loving the great, big, wonderful golden retriever, Rex, and understanding them all. And Barney was his wonderful teacher. You know, we have lots of wonderful teachers in this life. And they're lots of fun, too. Well, that's what Abel B. did. And when Abel B. went back to England, when he went back to London, he said to his mommy, I want to watch Barney. And she pulled out her Barney tapes. And together, they watched Barney. Who's your inspiration? Who's my inspiration? I don't know. But it's a lot of fun. And for me as Mr. Candle to sit around and watch children playing with Barney and doing wonderful things together just makes me feel so good oh boy, here comes Mr. Sandman. Now watch, see, he's got his pixie dust in his bag there. And he's going to sprinkle it over all the boys and girls, and I'll jump into your bed, grab your teddy bear, call your mommy and daddy, or whoever is taking care of you, and say, hey, come on, I'm ready for bed. Give me a hug right on that head. Oh boy, oh boy. And out they come. All the happy hearts grabbing you and hugging you and snuggling you and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you, with a big smooch, say, I love you. And off to sleep you go to dream Mr. Sandman's wonderful concoction of dreams just for you. Till I see you another time, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle speaking, saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.